Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Andrew Shackton Blog Talk Radio Show on every evening, either at 6:30, 8 o'clock, or 9:30, or 11. It's also how I have the show. It's also on weekend. This is a show of intellectual honesty, honest discernment. We do not engage in media lies, media falsehoods, or in for critical, truthful, aimed thinking. I spoke about this the other day, this topic of the money culture in the United States and how it may be opposed to Christian belief. I'm a Christian, and therefore I'm not about to embrace materialism as the answer, which is our money culture. And so I see it as non-Christian, and possibly socialism and communism is closer to Christian belief in the sense of their equal distribution of wealth and equality of income, which they embrace, and health care, and universal health care, universal employment. These are all good things. These are basically Christian-oriented. I don't believe capitalism is in its functioning is a Christian system. But let me just go into this, our so-called money culture, and I'll take a few minutes to analyze it and tell you why, as a Christian, I don't think it's quite the answer. The present system in the United States and in many parts of the world might be termed free market capitalism. The capitalism economic system, I'm not sure it's free market, first of all, more like a monopoly, but the capitalist economic system is based on acquisition and greed. I'm not sure acquisition and greed are allied to Christian belief. But the idea behind it is that if all of us are given some sort of equal starting point in a free market, businesses will be created, jobs will be created, and society materially advanced. These are all good things, I suppose, but I'm not sure that capitalism materialism is the answer to a Christian. Although it may be good to have business created and jobs created and society materially advanced. So this capitalist system maintains the notion that a person with a particular idea is given a chance in this system to build a business on the basis of that idea. The idea can take the form of a Starbucks or a Kentucky Fried Chicken, but behind the capitalist system, the idea lies the idea or concept that if people are given the motivation of greed to advance themselves materially, the entire society benefits by jobs, goods, services, and spending money to purchase those goods. The idea is that if a person is given a chance and has a concept or idea in this system, they can sort of employ it. And the idea can take the form of a Starbucks or Kentucky Fried System. And behind the capitalist system lies the idea or concept that if people are given the motivation of greed to advance themselves materially, the entire society benefits by job creation, goods creation, service creation, and spending money. But I have my doubts, personally as a Christian, that I would want a system or agree with a system where greed and money are the main facets and concepts. I object to that. I think it's wrong. I think that socialism, which embraces an equal distribution of wealth, in some senses is a better theoretical system, though it hasn't been done very well. Many people argue that socialism and communism have been tried and failed. The last communist bastions are Cuba and North Korea, and both are impoverished social and economic systems. I'm not sure whether capitalism is the best thing system. I think it's got its faults. I think that greed and money and materialism is not a good idea for a Christian. And I don't think it's a Christian concept in the least. But I think the capitalism should be regulated since it results in inequities of wealth and the continuance of class structures. Capitalism has its fault in resulting in unequal distribution of wealth, the creation of class structure. I suggest that co-socialism has its points. It eliminates the class, attempts to equalize wealth, and provides free schooling and jobs for all. As I said, however, socialism and communism have been shown to be not particularly successful social economic systems where they are functioning, particularly communism. But I'd have to say that capitalism which results in great inequities of wealth and class structures, is not very good in that sense and is opposed to Christian belief. I think Jesus wants wealth equally distributed. I don't think he wants class structures. I think he wants equalization of income as much as possible. And I don't think he wants class structures to be embraced. He, as I said, capitalism has to be regulated because it results in inequities of wealth and creation of class structures. I don't believe that Christianity wants, or Jesus wants, poor people, people poor, to have inequities of wealth. I don't think he wants that. I think he may have said the poor are blessed, or the poor in spirit are blessed. What he meant was they are rewarded in the next life for their suffering in this. It doesn't mean it's good to be poor. Jesus doesn't think it's good to be poor, and I don't think that the capitalist system, which creates classes and results in inequities of wealth, is a Christian system. So I find two faults of the capitalist system as a Christian. I find greed and money as the sole aims and basis of life defective. I don't think it's a Christian idea. I think Christ would oppose it if he were alive on earth today. I don't think that greed and money are good aims. But money and greed and getting things for oneself are made the sole objective. The entire society is degraded in this desire for money. The entire society is pulled down when money and greed and getting things for oneself are made the sole objective. In their desire for money, people are likely not to care about their work or what they're doing. Many simply aim to get as much money and do as little as they can. So there may be doctors who are solely focused on money and have no particular commitment to their patients or their profession. The same may be true of lawyers. So the desire for wealth degrades our system and pulls it down. And as I said, and so the doctor or lawyer who would go about their work just for money, do as little as they can and aim to get as much as they can, and they may have no concern for their patients or clients. So where the sole desire and object of the occupation or task is money, degradation occurs. It's very common. Where the sole desire and object of the occupation or task is money, the society is degraded and disintegrated. So we all know that we may go to the auto mechanic and routinely be told, you need a brake job, a new transmission, or a new battery. But there's a good chance that the mechanic has simply taken the easy way out of making the consumer spend a fairly large sum of people without the mechanics having taken the time and trouble and work to find out what's really wrong with the car. So it's kind of a fraud, a corruption in our society with the desire for money. As I said, it's the auto mechanic as an example, and that desire for money can involve the imposition of excessive charges on the part of the professional or business person when that person well knows that minimal work is involved. Our politicians regularly say they write books. Maybe they do. I make no claim they do not, knowing the difficulty of task of producing a book, a politician's claim to have done so is somewhat questionable. So there's a lot of fraud connected with desire for money, and it takes different forms. It takes the form of an auto mechanic I gave you an example of. It gave you the form of doctors and lawyers who have no particular commitment to their patients or clients, but just want to charge them a lot of money. It may involve excessive charges on the part of the professional or business person when a person knows that little work is involved. Politicians say they write books. Maybe they do, maybe they don't. I assume they do, but it's quite difficult to write a book as one who has done that. One may think possibly the many books that are produced by notable figures, well, the politicians, movie stars, or sports figures, they may not actually have been produced by their own effort. Although this may actually be proved, but only questioned. But most of us know, and I know, that to produce a 300 or 400 page book is an extremely laborious and time consuming effort. Again, one can only conclude that the desire for money has brought about this particular situation. So, the money culture such as ours, focused on greed and acquisition, the result is not only that the work product would be degraded, but the object of the person's effort is degraded. The work product, which becomes just money, is degraded, and the person's effort, which should be to produce something which is a benefit to society, is downgraded to getting as much money as possible. So I say that where money is the only consideration, our society is pulled down, but the intellectual underpinnings of our system are brought to nothing. Our system seems to be telling people that as long as you make money, that's all that counts. The system also says what is not connected with money is of no value. Therefore, buying a Bible for $5 is valueless, as opposed to purchasing a Lexus for $35,000. Where money is the only object and greed is the sole purpose, we end up with the toe being told that it is only money that counts in our lives, and that's all. So let's go through this again. There's a fraud connected with desire for money. It could take the form of the auto mechanic telling you need a brake job without knowing how to fix the car, or the imposition of excessive charges on the part of the professional business person, when that person knows that minimal or little work is actually involved. Our politicians claim they write books, but some are questionable that they do that. Many books are produced by politicians, movie stars, or sports figures. One may doubt that these books have been produced by these people, and their real object is simply to get money and fame by doing this. So a society which is focused on greed and acquisition, the result is the work product is degraded, and the object of the person's effort, which should be to produce something which is a benefit to society, is substituted and downgraded just to getting money. Where money is the only consideration, our society not only is pulled down, but the intellectual underpinnings of our systems are brought to nothing. Our system seems to be telling people that as long as you make money, that's all that counts. The system also says that what is not connected with money is of no value. For example, this would involve buying a Bible for $5, which doesn't cost too much and wouldn't seem to be of great value financially, as opposed to purchasing a Lexus for $35,000. When money and greed are the sole objects, the only good that comes by this method, we are told, is money, and everything else counts for nothing. I have a final, or even more greater criticism of our money and greed culture and commercial culture. When money is made the sole criterion and benchmark, there will not be and cannot be any love. If people are seen only as economic commodities, love is out the window. In a relationship based on money, where either partner chooses their husband or wife on the basis of wealth, there cannot be love in that relationship. So I am most convinced that our materialistic greed acquisition society is destructive of any chance for any sort of love in that system. Love can only be found where something that occurs besides wealth, money, or the acquisition of things outside of that person, like yourself. So love can only be found where something else occurs besides wealth, money, or the acquisition of something. The capitalist culture, taking it to extreme based on money and greed, I think a society based on money and greed or the capitalist system destroys and eradicates any chance for love in our society, which people, I have to note, are desperately seeking, either through online datings, personal advertisements, and casual sexual encounters. Love can only be found where there's a factor outside of wealth motivating people. Capitalist structure, culture taken to its extreme, based on money and greed, destroys and eradicates any chance for love in a society in which people are desperately, I say people are desperately seeking love in our society, can't get it because of what they're up against with greed and money, but they are seeking it through online dating, personal advertisements, or casual sexual encounters. I hope you've enjoyed this little discussion of our money culture and why it's opposed to Christian ideals. I think Jesus chose tradesmen and fishermen and a tax collector, humble people, moneyless people, for his followers. His followers were sinners, namely ritual law and moral sinners. He associated with the poor. He himself took on poverty in his life. He had no material possessions. He did not marry. He had little possessions to possess. Jesus was poor and took on poor, and most of all, in coming down from heaven and taking on human form, that was an act of great poverty. Jesus chose poverty. It was said of him, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth, this hick town, this poor, out-of-the-way place?" It was said of Jesus, "Who is this man that eats with publicans and sinners?" They couldn't understand why an educated person would want to associate with the Palestinian society regarded as the dregs. Jesus embraced poverty, and his followers were mostly poor people, for the most part, and which is still true today. In every continent, in every country, you'll find a Pentecostal or Baptist church bulging with poor, underclass people beyond any other church that you may find. In the Pentecostal and Baptist church, which the poor crowd into, the poor raise up our society by crowding into Pentecostal and Baptist churches. I hope you've enjoyed this discussion of our money and greed culture, which I think is opposed, materialism, which I think is opposed to Christian ideas, very much opposed. And I disagree with it, and I do think that socialism and communism maybe, in their equalization of wealth, their attempt to equalize wealth, give jobs to everybody, and provide medical care to everyone, possibly are more closer to the idea of a Christian society than capitalism. Therefore, I'd have to conclude that socialism and communism are closer in their idea and operation than capitalism to the idea of a Christian society. Although I have to say that communism and socialism have not worked very well, and communism has involved violence in establishing its regime. So socialism and communism have their deficits, but capitalism, in its embracing greed and money, is not a very ideal Christian system. And I think that socialism possibly is closer to Jesus' ideas of what the world should be and how it should be organized. I hope you've enjoyed this talk tonight, ladies and gentlemen. I've enjoyed talking about it. Good night.